Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, March 27th. We could soon learn more about how and why the Dolly container ship lost power before it crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday. That's because the National Transportation Safety Board chair says investigators have the black box data recorder from the ship.
We've sent that back to our lab to evaluate and begin to develop a timeline of events that led up to the strike on the bridge.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore is welcoming this investigation.
There needs to be accountability to make sure that these things do not happen again and that we have the systems in place to make sure that they don't.
Moore says efforts are still focused on finding the 6 construction workers who were on the bridge when it collapsed, but they're presumed to be dead.
Our hearts go out to these families. They are living a nightmare right now.
The collapse has indefinitely halted the flow of all ships in and out of Baltimore, which could hurt the local and regional economy. The back and forth over a controversial Texas immigration law continues. Today, an appeals court decided to keep the law on hold while the legal process plays out. In a blow to Texas officials, but a temporary win for the Biden administration. The law makes entering Texas illegally a state crime and would give state authorities the power to detain anyone they suspect of doing so. It would also give state judges the power to deport them. Critics say it could lead to racial profiling. It's been in and out of the courts as the White House tries to block it, even reaching the Supreme Court. They threw it back to an appeals panel, but they allowed it to be enforced for a few hours before the appellate court blocked it again. And now the appeals court says the law will stay on hold until it can decide whether it violates the U.S. Constitution. The Utah women's basketball team says they're really shaken up about what they say they went through in Idaho last week, ahead of their NCAA March Madness game.
We had several instances of some kind of racial hate crimes towards our program, and incredibly upsetting for all of us.
Utah's head coach Lynn Roberts and other school athletic officials said in a statement the team was on its way to dinner when a vehicle drove past them and someone shouted racial epithets at the group. Tony Stewart, an Idaho County official, is condemning what happened and is looking into the incident.
When they were encountered by a truck displaying a Confederate flag, as the driver began spewing appalling racial slurs at them, also using the N-word.
After dinner, Stewart says more people joined the first perpetrator as the team members were traveling back to their hotel.
Continuing the racial slurs while revving their engines, which we believe was a serious threat to the safety of those students.
The team moved to another hotel, and police have opened an investigation. More than 1 billion meals are wasted worldwide every single day. That's the finding of a new UN report, which says that in 2022, around a fifth of all the food available to people globally was thrown away by households, restaurants, and other food and retail services. It found that the average person wastes 174 pounds of food every year. Meanwhile, around 800 million people go hungry. A UN official called food waste a, quote, global tragedy, and said the report raises questions about how the world distributes food, as well as the role waste plays in the climate crisis. 2 major lottery jackpots in 2 days. We'll tell you more about it next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A single winning lottery ticket was sold for yesterday's $1.13 billion Mega Millions prize. And today, someone could win the estimated $865 million Powerball jackpot. This is the second time the grand prize has reached higher than $800 million this year, and it would be the fifth largest jackpot in Powerball history. As for the lucky Mega Millions winner, we know the ticket was sold in New Jersey, and the winner will have the option of getting it in one lump sum of more than $500 million or be paid in annual installments. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.